This week, the United Nations Security Council approved sending a force of 26,000 soldiers to Sudan's western region of Darfur. Will it make any difference? In fact, is the force set up to make a difference? At least 200,000 people have been killed in Darfur over the last 4 years by armed militia called the Janjaweed, backed by the Sudanese government. People, overwhelmingly women, children, and the elderly, have died in the most hideous ways. Their villages or traveling parties have been bombed and strafed, and the Janjaweed descend to rape and butcher them. It's been a targeted slaughter of the black African, Muslim, Fur, Zagawa, and Masalit people that the United States, the European Union, and human rights groups call genocide, but the United Nations scrupulously calls war crimes. Previous deployments of UN soldiers have seen war crimes and genocides, and the soldiers mostly looked away. Quarter of a million people, mostly Bosnian Muslims, died in Bosnia while UN troops rarely intervened so as not to offend the sovereignty of Yugoslavia, a UN member state committing war crimes. 1 million people, mostly Tutsis, were killed in Rwanda while the UN forces there also famously looked away, then withdrew after 10 Belgian soldiers were disarmed and killed. The UN said their orders did not include using force. In places where mass graves are now memorialized, like Srebrenica and Kigali, blue-helmeted soldiers stood around and shrugged while thugs and tyrants murdered. This week's resolution finally passed because China, which buys most of Sudan's oil, agreed not to oppose it. China hosts the Olympic Games next year. It doesn't want the U.S. and European governments or celebrities like Steven Spielberg being called on to boycott the Games because of Darfur. This week's resolution seems conspicuously feeble, even by the standards of past history. It says that UN forces, if it's even ever formed, will respect Sudanese sovereignty. Now, this may sound lawful and enlightened, but it essentially means that the Sudanese government, which has been allowing mass slaughter, will decide where the UN soldiers can go. Seems a bit like letting the Third Reich tell Eisenhower and Montgomery where they could deploy their troops, so as not to disturb German sovereignty. The UN soldiers are also forbidden to seize weapons from the Janjaweed. The blue helmets are empowered merely to monitor whether any arms are present. This after 200,000 people have been killed by bombs, shots, and blades. Finally, the resolution doesn't contain so much as the threat of trade sanctions against Sudan if the government doesn't stop the slaughter by the Janjaweed. The United Nations asked the world to respect its legal and moral basis. That can be hard to do when time after time it sides with the sovereignty of criminal states against intervention to prevent murder. All of the people who've marched and sent money to call on world bodies to take action in Darfur may want to ask themselves this week what, after 4 years of death and suffering, is more important, solving their conscience by saying they tried to do something or saving lives.